I'm joined by assistant turf manager Luke Kellerman. Luke is one of the keepers of the field, so to speak. Luke, tell me how this process was for you and your overall thoughts on how everything went.
For me, it's been such a good learning experience. I mean, we started out with the Grassmaster system that we had here for 15 years, and it was just time for a change, just something new. And the sod option that we have now, it's worked out great. I mean, we have, as a turf crew, forced to learn how to take care of a brand new field with new problems, new challenges. And right now, we couldn't be more happy with how things have come along.
We have given so many stats throughout this show, but here is another. How were you guys able to coordinate 500 truckloads of sand, gravel, and sod from removal to install?
That's a great question. We had a lot of collaborative effort with everyone from our department to engineering department to event department, security, because what we had to do is basically shut down the entire south end of the stadium, and that was our entrance in and out for 500 trucks. And yeah, it wasn't a constant 500 trucks for 2-3 months during the whole course of the project, but during certain days it was pretty heavy. So 2-3 days a week for 5 months or whatever it was, 3 months. That's how we kind of did it. It's just a matter of, can't come through here. We got heavy machinery coming through.
Great stuff, Luke. And the field looks fabulous. We've now come to the final segment in our show of the actual install and payoff. The process was pretty fascinating as the sod went in piece by piece with the help of gigantic machinery and some experienced turf crew. In just 5 days, the entire field was completed to go along with 56 new irrigation heads, valves, and an upgraded control system. The rest was up to the turf crew and Mother Nature.
We got a lot of people that have done this before. Grafts is obviously ship sod around the U.S., so they're really good at what they do. We had the architect and everyone else here. Kind of from a planning perspective at the beginning, we planned it really well, and just kind of an execution part went really well too. We started in February. First we had to get rid of kind of the old field, so they came in with a dozer and kind of just scraped it off little by little to get to our soil heat pipes, which then they took those out. From there we kind of got to the pea gravel layer, started kind of fresh, came in with new soil heat pipes. There was about 90,000 square feet of sod. There's about 20 some miles of soil heat pipe coming from the boilers to the field. We redesigned it a little bit, some more consistent heating over the whole field for late in the season. Then they came in with 6 inches of clean sand, and then we did 4 inches of our root zone mix that we had especially made just for here. So that's our 10-inch profile. That got us to about end of March. So we started prepping all that, and then beginning of April, we laid sod down. Then we had our first game May 5th. So we had a month kind of a grow in with sod. It took really well. Got a really good start on it. And then from early May, we started with Outlaws. So we had about 8 games there. We had 2 concerts in June and in August, and obviously 2 football games. So field's held up really well. It's kind of a long process for really what it looked like. Yeah, we had ryegrass, which ryegrass germinates a lot faster than bluegrass, so that's why we were all ryegrass before. So now this system is all bluegrass at the beginning. We'll start putting rye into it soon, after the next couple games here. So it won't be all Kentucky bluegrass anymore by the end of the season, but it'll be a little bit of rye with some blue mixed in as well. The new system, we could re-sod our kind of way out of problem areas. So we have the problem with concerts is the kind of the staging area behind kind of the roadway. That's kind of first thing down and the last thing up. So with the old system, we'd have to seed into that, which takes 2 or 3 weeks to just get grass up enough to look good, let alone play good. So now we just come in and cut out what we need to with a top maker and then re-sod it in a few days. So it's pretty much goes from worst to great scenario in a matter of a week. The field is an older profile, so you start getting more compaction, more organic material in there that is hard to get out with being that old. In Grassmaster, it's a great system, but we do a lot more events on the field now than we did early in the 2000s, where you could have a system like Grassmaster. So this allows us to kind of do those same events and still have a great playing field for the Broncos. We had about over 30 events on the field, kind of from a small, like a pump, pass, and kick event to a Nike commercial to obviously two concerts. It's kind of, with the new system, you're not exactly sure how it's going to perform. But from the beginning, it performed great. From Outlaw season, it performed really well, played really well. Come through the concerts, it was healthy enough to kind of come out of the concerts in really good shape. Didn't have to do too much work to it. And then football, the first preseason game against the 49ers, played really, really well. A lot better than I kind of thought it was going to. So going into football season in really good shape.
It feels quick. It felt fast. I feel like later in the year it's going to be able to hold up and we have a good feel, you know, throughout the season.
It's always good to go on a fast field because you always feel good. You feel like you're going fast at all times, so it gives you a little motivation.
Now, this is our full-time job. We're always out here doing something, either mowing, fertilizing, make sure water management is where it needs to be. So we're always out here. A lot of stuff's kind of behind the scenes prep, kind of prepping for kind of paint days and other days. But we're always doing something. We're always out on the field. Most days we try to stay off as much as we can, but obviously you have to do some things. So yeah, we're mowing three times a week, four times a week on game day. So it's a busy schedule, especially on game week. Painting week starts early, so obviously for a Sunday game like this week, we started on Monday with kind of looking at weather, which days are better than others. We had a great week of weather this week, so we'll paint Thursday, Friday, kind of use Saturday as like a dry down day and any touch up we need to do, so it'll be ready for Sunday. I bring in a crew of about 10 guys that we help paint and help me on game day. Some of them has been here since the old Mile High, so that's a lot of years doing the kind of the same thing, so they're really good at it. We do it 10 times a year, but hopefully 12. So we're good at it. It's kind of a stressful week leading up to the game. Not sure how it's going to play. That first warm-up kind of time, you can really tell how a field's going to play. And we try to bring it in as best as we can. And then once the game kind of starts, it's kind of their field, and we just kind of put it together after. It's awesome when it plays good. And it's not always going to play good, so there's always, you have some bad days too. Hopefully we have more good than bad.